And joining Kat and me for a look at what's making science headlines this week are Patrick Walter, he's from Chemistry World magazine, science journalist Mark Peplow, and physicist Laurie Winkler, she's from the National Physical Laboratory. And kicking off, Kat, an electrical vaccine for allergies.
Yeah, is there anyone else here suffer from dust mite allergy? Because I do, it's horrible. Anyone else?
A few people here with a cold. I know you're sniffing, Mark.
I am, yeah, but no allergies,
no
thankfully.
Allergies. No, I have terrible dust mite allergy. So I was very interested in seeing this new paper that's come from researchers in Thailand working with a company in the US. And they've taken a step forward in developing a DNA-based vaccine that could actually go forward for testing in clinical trials for people who have allergies to house dust mites. Now, this is an allergy that affects up to 1 in 5 people in industrialised countries. And it's the leading cause of asthma. Again, that's something that does plague me. Now, over the recent years, scientists have tried to cure allergies like this by exposing sufferers to tiny amounts of the proteins that trigger their reactions. I'm sure on the show about a year or so ago, we covered peanut allergy that was trying to be cured with tiny, tiny amounts of peanut flour. Now, the idea is that these small amounts of the allergens, the proteins, stimulate helper immune cells. These are called Th1 cells that damp down the overactive allergic immune response. But unfortunately, actually building up this reaction can take years, and there's a risk of triggering a massive allergic reaction by accident. And so they've been writing in the journal Immunology Letters. And the scientists have developed a vaccine based on a tiny fragment of DNA, and it encodes the instructions to make a protein called DERP2 that's found in house dust mites.
So when you say that they've actually got a DNA vaccine, what does that mean practically, Kat?
So how it works is it's a tiny fragment of DNA that has the genetic instructions that makes this house dust mite protein, and you inject it into the muscle. So far, this has only been done in mice, but there are similar DNA vaccines in other diseases such as cancer. So you inject the DNA into your muscle, and then you give it a little electrical shock. Now, this isn't sort of a massive zapping, but it's an electrical shock that kind of stuns the cells a bit and makes them take up DNA that's around them. It's usually a technique, if anyone's a scientist listening, you might have done this in the lab to make things like bacteria or cells in culture take up DNA, but it works in real living things, including humans as well. So they gave this little piece of DNA to some mice, gave them a little zap, and they found that actually it really did work to help reduce their allergies. These were mice that had a model of house dust mite allergy, and it worked really well. It sort of activated the helper cells and damped down their immune responses.
So the piece of DNA gets taken up by cells in, say, the muscle. The electric shock helps that. The muscle cells then make the gene product, which is the dust mite allergen.
They make the little dust mite protein inside their cells, and that's just a small enough amount to kind of trigger the immune system to recognise it and get the helper cells going, so that then when the body sees the allergens in real life, the helper cells start to damp down the allergic response. And certainly in mice, it looks like it's achieving the desired effect. So the next step they're hoping is to go forward for clinical trials. But obviously this kind of immune system mucking around at the edges of the immune system is quite controversial. It's quite risky. So I think, unfortunately for me and certainly other dust mite allergy sufferers out there and asthmatics, it's going to be a little bit longer before we get to a clinical trial, I think.
Mark?
But why can't they just inject the allergen protein itself?
Well, this is being done with some other types of approaches. So there's people working on peanut allergies, where you give people tiny, tiny, tiny amounts of peanut flour over a long, long, long time. But you have to do it over years, tiny, tiny amounts over years, to build it up in the right way. For some reason, it looks like doing it with a DNA-based vaccine, where the cells in your body make this protein, it seems to be a sort of short-circuits that process and gets the immune response sorted out a bit quicker.
I hope they can do that, because as you said, asthma is really common and dust mites are a major, major cause of it. So do they indicate how long this will take to translate, or is it just because it's already an established approach, there's no real reason why it couldn't go forward?
It's more quickly. At the end of the paper, they say, we think this should go into clinical trials. So
so they just need a few million pounds and they'll be there. So
yeah,
they're
working with a company in the US, but obviously, you know, there are some big risks when you start to tinker around with people's immune system. So I think more work to make sure that it is safe first.
Very interesting. Thank you, Kat.